Governor Sean Parnell saw the federal decision to hold off on Shell's Arctic Ocean drilling permits as part of a larger pattern of federal actions that are costing Alaska jobs. He said the state is looking at its legal options. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
The governor's frustration was clear as he spoke with reporters after a bill signing in Anchorage. He questioned the Obama administration's basis for not awarding the permits for this year.
My concern is that it's a decision based on fear rather than on science.
Parnell said Shell's permits withstood a thorough permitting process, plus court tests. And the water they want to drill in is hundreds, not thousands of feet deep. He said he'll use the bully pulpit to cry foul, and he'll examine the state's legal options. At a minimum, he says, Shell should get a year's extension added to its permits.
I'm urging our congressional delegation to step in with the federal government, make sure that Shell's leases are extended for the length of this moratorium so they don't get cut off from doing it, make sure that they can continue getting their permits for further work. I mean, so there's still things we can do. It's just an extremely frustrating time, though.
Parnell said the Obama administration's policy changes are costing Alaska jobs on a number of fronts, citing the reversal of the permit for drilling in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, the zoning of the oceans, and the new management scheme for the Tongass National Forest.
They're killing Alaska jobs, and so we're looking at every option we can to fight that effort.
Governor Parnell said the federal actions were impeding Alaska's economic growth and denying the nation energy. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.